Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, baby girl.
I've just been through respect, respect in every aspect. I'm special because of the man and God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ and the best every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of known for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up. And you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless it all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm ready to go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Oh.
In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it. Pain and a hurt. Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt. And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here. As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark. I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart. Cause it's right from the start. You held me down and they, nothing they can tell me now. Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's frightened. Crying about life being nothing. But you either be the one mad cause you trapped or the one hunting. Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord. With the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest man. Through the trials and tribulations, you never let us down, Jesus. I know you're here with us now, Jesus. I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I'm on the field, show me how, please. Let me take your hand, guide me. I walk slow, but stay right beside me. Devil's trying to find me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back, protect me. And give me the strength to fight.
Give me a sign.
Struggle in the hood, juggling the job, top of trying to stop smuggling the goods. I could have still been the one trying to be persistent and beat the system, but the Lord led me to seek his wisdom, was secret and hidden. But now all men can see what was written and be forgiven and get the instructions we need for living like that.
They got questions, man, he got answers. Yeah. You can trust them, man, I take chances. Yeah. You can trust them now, I throw tantrums. Yeah. I know it's touchy, I'll keep it gentle.
Check it.
50, just sat in the house without thinking this is a job, just ran out his mouth. Ain't it bug how Tim's amazed? That song is a natural outgrowth from the suede. I know it sounds crazy, but while you were asleep, a whole bottle of Remy seeped in your pores and ended up in your gut. And that bling in your ice is cause little men live on the inside, and yo, they just shine in their light. If you believe this and would teach it to your sons and daughters, get a MRI done on your headquarters. This little exercise is too unanesthetized. And wake up, man, to the glory that forever God. Not to wake up and quickly fall back asleep, but to wake up and follow Christ like his sheep. Cause by him and for him, things were created and can't be properly questioned or debated. And it's true to the seeker soul who can stand it and not understand why they exist on a planet like that.
They
y'all
got questions, man. He got answers.
Yeah. You can trust the man.
You're listening to The Sound.
for the believers out there that believe in Jesus Christ, you must believe in yourself for you to succeed in life. Don't listen to others. Do not listen to other human beings, but yourself and God. Whatever God have you destined to do, go ahead and follow it. Follow your dreams and your visions, and you must accept it. Don't put yourself down. Be your own boss. I was talking to a young man, individual, Saturday, and he said he's in the military and he's doing his own thing. He's making money. But he said he don't want to be his own boss. Hey, that's your decision. But when the time comes and when you get older, your decision will change. That's the thing about people these days. They think the decision will never change. I mean, I was thinking the same way when I was young. Now, I'm a little bit older, and it's like, you know, decisions always being changed, you know. So whatever you're destined to do, go ahead and follow your dreams. Don't let people put you down in a way that you just want to quit in life. You're not in this earth for nobody else but yourself and God. God put you in this earth for a reason. So you must follow your vision and your dreams. You understand? All right now.
Heaven, I wanna go. Heaven, I wanna go. Heaven, I wanna go. For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here.
Okay, computer is just loading. Sorry for the difficulties, people. We're going to continue playing the same song. Give me a minute.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Cheek, cheek.
Make me clap my hands, make me wanna dance.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yeah, no.
God is good, peoples. God is good. Continue listening, and we're going to have more music on the way. Always put God first. Remember that. It feels good to be your own boss. Always have faith in what you do. Don't let people put you down. That's the number one rule. And always have Jesus in your life to work with you. Understand? It's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful. To actually have faith in what you do. So I will play some more music, peoples, and stay tuned, and we're going to be continuing. Hold on.
You know.
Okay. Go ahead.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Revelations chapter 2, verse 16, repent or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith into the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and the stone a new name written, which no man know, saving he that I receive it. And to the angel of the church and try and write these things that of the Son of God. Okay, that's Revelation chapter 2, verse 16. As Jesus come quickly, you must repent to actually receive Jesus. You must repent and to actually receive the Holy Ghost. And Revelations in the chapters is actually explaining what's actually happening and what's actually going to happen in the future. People need to understand this is not a joke, people. You understand? Because there's a lot of things that's going on in this earth, and people's not paying attention because they're focused on TV or they're focused on everything else but God. And knowing that God is the one who sacrificed himself for our sins. So all we have to do is give him at least two times a day and pray to him for so we could go ahead and, you know, get our sins be forgiven, because we're our sinners. We're our born sinners. And people out there thinking they're not sinning or they're not sinners at all, but that's a lie. If you call yourself not a sinner, you're calling Jesus a liar. You're calling Jesus a liar, and that's not in the Bible. So, people out there, make sure you actually repenting, you actually praying every single day. There's not one day that you pray to him every single day, 7 days a week, at least one time a day. You know. To have your soul, your spirit to rest, to search for peace for yourself. You can't find peace anywhere else. You can't find peace calling your friends. You can't find peace smoking weed. You can't find peace going to the club. You can't find peace drinking. That doesn't work. You're going to get more miserable. You can't find peace having a lot of money. And when people say money brings happiness, no. The Lord bring you happiness. Remember that. Money doesn't bring happiness. I'm just letting you know. But everybody, you know, I got 4 minutes on the radio station. We'll be back on more on the word tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I know I've been late. I've been on and off doing a whole lot of things, but like I said, I have a destiny I must fulfill. In the name of God, in the name of Jesus, you must be strong. All my Christian peoples out there, my folks out there, be amongst the wolves and have a heart of a dove. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your family. Have a lot of hope and confidence. Be amongst the wolves. Be strong. You can't be weak. As a lot of people were trying to run over you because you're Christian. They will cuss at you. They will spit at you because you're Christian. But you must be amongst the wolves. You must be strong and face them. You must face them. Speak the word to them. If you don't know the words of the Lord, trying to study the words of the Lord, trying to, you know, have at least one time a day or, you know, have an hour for yourself between you and the Bible. That's all it takes. It's not that hard. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Watchman Radio. We will continue tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Thank you.
W Mind Block Radio. Turn it up. For sound.
Radical. Where are the solutions? solution. You're talking about extending this packager, but that's not the way out. The solution proposed by progressives to spend our way out of debt, as bookkeeper George Soros says, we don't need virtue, we need spending, stimulus. Well, we just spent $814 billion of stimulus alone since Barack Obama came into office. We've borrowed $3 trillion. Anyone who uses their needle knows that doesn't make any sense. Progressives want the Bush tax cut to expire. According to a Fox News poll, 71% of Americans think raising taxes would be a mistake because it will hurt the economy. Of course, it would. How about the biggest tax rate hike in the history of our country, and no one will vote on? Guaranteed, they'll just expire. December 3rd. In order to win this battle and win the war, you have to stick yourself out of the system. You have to know what you really truly believe in, and don't let them frame the debate between Democrat A, Republican B. There is another option. Whatever you do, whoever you vote for, make sure the person you pull the lever for is someone who believes in the Constitution. It's thinking big. I think the thing that I have to do, I think my real calling in life, is try to convince you and your friends that one man does change the world. He does. Take George Bailey as that ritual. I know it's a movie and wasn't. A lot of people think that's not as bad. And they're kids and they're like,
that's the movie I wanted to see.
Yeah, the movie One Man Saves the
City. Yep.
Same thing with Mr. Smith goes to Washington. And if you watch that movie, go rent that movie or go buy it on Amazon right now. Watch it with your kids. It's what's going to happen after the election. But if we put enough force daily to watch it, and then we follow what they're doing and listen, we'll get a basket of telegrams in the end as well. And our republic will be safe for future generations.
Because Junior think you've got the right stuff to make it a TV news? Well, enter the Fox Team Color Challenge. Team report what you see. Pro shoot with a creative flair and enter with the fact of them. We want to hear you. Produce the standout team package and you can win a $10,000 job. Why did you join me? Is it a working intro? Fox is here and here with the biggest name in television news. Go to FoxNews.com/College Challenge. Sign up by December 8th. Log on and start today.
Chloe is 9 months old. She's
the greatest we have.
One little smile, one little laugh. We would do anything for her. Her name is Kimberly, and my husband and I live in Rail Hall, Wrigley.
It's really easy to do.
We created Legal Zoo to help you take care of the ones you love. Go to LegalZoo.com today and complete your will and testament. Yeah, LegalZoom.com will put a law in your
Hi, I'm Brian Bright. Have you ever lost your power and simply wanted to flip the switch to turn your lights back on? If so, this message is the most important you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar power generators are now available thanks to pollution from science. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from as fast as one electric power plant in your own home. Ice floods, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. Visit mysolarbackup.com for requested information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. If you have diabetes and love food, pay attention to this free offer.
Hi, I'm Nicole Johnson, Miss America 1999. I've had diabetes since 1993, and I hate foreign food. Well, I have these three free cookbooks with fantastic tasty recipes. Thank you for diabetes. If you have diabetes and have Medicare, you can get these cookbooks free.
Call now to qualify for not one, not two, but three free.
free cookbook. Call 1-800-759-0636.
Yo, wow, that's great. Chocolate cake. I think you guys begin to get nachos. There will also be a free meal for you guys and I need you guys again. So call now for your turkey at our basket with three free cookbooks.
To qualify, call 1-800-759-0636. That's 1-800-759-0636. We are now within 8 days of the election. Let me remind you of the immortal words of Senator Prentlop, who said way back in July, this: we don't need a lot of intimate disciples as soon as they get here. We need a co-op.
I know. Really?
That's why you need to find people to prepare. The GOP is at the beginning of going through what the Democrats went through. Remember back in 2004 when the Democrats put the radical Michael Moore in Jimmy Carter's box to the 2004 convention and burned. You're like, well, what's this like? They were using him as fuel. And I said, yeah, that's what you might think you're doing, but it's the other way around. Since that time, the Democratic Party has been eaten in whole by him. The whole extremist radical left wing has eaten the Democratic Party. The question is what's going to happen to the GOP? We don't need more people like this in office. Folks, or actually, we do need folks. I think a lot of Republicans, the Americans, are coming back to the core principles of the Republican Party that some have tried to say that we're right wing. But more and more people are realizing that's where they want us to be, right there in the mainstream. His point is this: conservatives outnumber liberals. Conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1 in this country. How come you're the one going, I have time, I'm afraid to say it? 2-1. Start acting like it. Now, there are good Republicans out there. Obviously, the Mitch is one. I think Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota is one. Jason Chaffetz of Utah. Ted Poe and John Roberts of Texas, I'm sorry. The more I name, the more I keep thinking, I'm sorry, guys, for calling me out like this. Now I just hate on you. My parents are in the ass. But you guys are used to hate. You get it so often. I want you to do this. If you have somebody that you trust, if you live in one of these guys' districts, I want you to call their office. I know the Miz and Boston have a website where they are, where they're saying, these are the guys we want. Call their office. Who do you need? Who do you need? Who do you really want? Who's there? These guys are in trouble. They're in trouble. The Miz and Boston are practically pariahs in their own party because they don't play ball. We have to stop sending more riots to Washington. And we have to send a few people to help do so with tasers. Just saying. Tasers?
Why? What? Oh, my.
Thank you.